In this module, we're going to look at basis period. Sole traders and partnerships, they must complete a tax return each year. But the financial year, the business financial year, won't always run in line with the tax year. So we use basis periods in order to ascertain which profits should be taxed in which tax years. So as I said, a business can decide to have the financial year run to whichever end date the owner decides. There might be good reasons for a business not to run in line with the tax year. So it might be a seasonal business that they might carry a lot of stock round about the end of the tax year, thinking about businesses that do a lot of Easter trade. So might carry a lot of stock round about that time, so you wouldn't really want to make the year end at your busiest period. So there are times when it's right for the business to decide not to have their financial year run in line with the tax year. Although, it has to be said that in the main, you'll see that of older businesses, most newer businesses tend to run in line with the tax year. However, profits need to be taxed for the correct fiscal year. So we can't just stick the profits in whatever year we feel we want to. For ongoing businesses, that's the current year basis. So an ongoing business will tax the profits for the 12 month that ends in that particular tax year. So that's quite simple. So ongoing businesses go into this current year basis, and later we'll look at the complications of new businesses and cessations. So we need to decide where it is, where it's being taxed. So Sue prepares her accounts to the 30th of April each year. Her last year ended the 30th of April 2020. Which tax year will the profits be assessed in? So as we know, tax years run from 6th of April 1 year to the 5th of April the next. Her last tax year was the 30th of April 2020. So that is the 2020-2021 tax year that those profits would be taxed in. I've got a couple of questions for you to try. So Claire prepares her accounts the 31st of December each year, and her last year ended the 31st of December 2019. Which tax year will her profits be assessed in? And Jeff, similarly, his accounts are to the 31st of July each year, and his last year ended on the 31st of July 2020. Which year will his profits be taxed in? And you can download the answers below this video.